Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today we have Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Always nice to see you. Thank you for joining us today. You brought a tongue twister to share with us.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Today we're going to talk a little bit about Cerise lespidiza.
I think you're going to talk about that. I don't think I'm going to try it.
You know, Cerise is a major concern on some of our rangelands and pastures, and actually in the state of Kansas, it's a noxious weed. So basically landowners or tenants have to try to control it. The problem is an estimated 465,000 acres in the state of Kansas are infested with Cerise lespidiza. So I would say we have not done a great job of eliminating it. And at this point, probably not going to eliminate it. The best thing we can do is try to keep it at bay. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But Cerise is a perennial legume. It's got trifoliate leaves. And if we went and looked at the leaves out in the pasture, they're kind of a club-shaped or wedge-shaped. So they're going to look almost like a baseball bat. Can grow 3 to 4 feet in height under some ideal conditions. Those would be mature plants. Those would not be this year's seedlings. But early in June, they're in their vegetative state as we move throughout the growing season. So we get into like end of July, we're going to start getting into reproductive stage. And then in August, we're going to start to see the flowering. So they have white colored flowers. That'll be important because we'll talk about that a little bit later. The number of times I've heard I burned my pasture and it really looks like the Cerise just took off. So actually, that probably does happen. So prescribed burn in the spring will scarify that seed, basically makes it pop, and then it goes ahead and germinates. So we see a big flush of seedling Cerise plants. So it is true that when you burn, you do see a lot of Cerise. But June is a great time period to try to control that. So we can use several different herbicides. Probably the most popular two are going to be Remedy Ultra and Pasture Guard. And you can broadcast applications of Remedy Ultra at a pint to 2 pints per acre. Pasture Guard is going to be less than that. It's going to be like 3/4 to a pint and a half per acre. And the biggest thing is they need to be probably sprayed in spray volumes or gallons per acre of 10 to 20 gallons per acre. So you're going to want a lot of water with this. When I worked in the Flint Hills, maybe the biggest concern I had was aerial applications were very popular because you had so many rough pastures and didn't have a whole lot of farm ground around. So they would spray those pastures with planes and you're getting 3 to, if you were lucky, maybe 5 gallons per acre of water was all you're getting. So just imagine that. I mean, trying to spread 3 gallons of water in an acre, that's just not very much. So we're not getting the volume or the coverage that we would be getting with a ground unit or putting on 10 to 20 gallons per acre. So that coverage is going to be very important for getting good control. Another herbicide we could use in June would be Surmount. And you're going to want to use it at 2 pints per acre. But I will say, if you don't have your private pesticide license, you won't be able to go and buy Surmount. It does have a Tordon in it or a Picloram in it. So you will have to have your private pesticide license to be able to purchase that. But Surmount would be great for Cerise control, but it also will help pick up some of that like rough leaf dogwood, which is a brush species we got, and blackberry. So if you have those two species, you might want to look at using Surmount. Pasture Guard, Remedy Ultra, they're going to get some brush species. They're going to get some coverage for you there, too. So we're not just eliminating the Cerise. We can also get some other benefits by blanket spraying a pasture. But if you got blackberries or a rough leaf dogwood, I think I'd push you towards Surmount. Once that Cerise gets, as I said, when it goes into that flowering stage, so like that early August time period, then we're probably going to want to look at using a metrosulfuron product. It's so like Escort. That is a product that is going to work a lot better once that plant gets into the reproductive stage. The issue I have with, it's not an issue, the thing about Escort is it's slow acting. So if we sprayed Remedy Ultra or Pasture Guard on a Cerise plant in June, 2 or 3 days, you're going to be able to see if you're going to get it killed. Escort's going to be 2 or 3 weeks, and then you might be seeing yellowing. It's just a slower acting product, but it does a really good job when that plant has went into the reproductive stage. The best thing about these products, there are no grazing restrictions. If you have livestock, so if you're spraying a pasture, you don't have to pull them off. Unless you're using Surmount and you have dairy animals, then we'd have to pull them off for a 14-day waiting period. However, there is a 14-day waiting period prior to some hay harvest. Basically, read your label, know your post-harvest interval dates there. Some of those herbicides might be a touch different, but everything I could find was a 14-day waiting period. And with that, you guys, this isn't a one-time deal. As I said, we've got 465,000 acres in the state of Kansas. Every 2 to 4 years, we're probably going to have to start making a herbicide. So, I mean, if you just go every 3 years, you had to make a herbicide treatment, okay? We got to keep this invasive species in check a little bit. So, with that, if you guys have questions, you're always free to call the office at 785-448-6826.
Cool. Thank you. I'm still not going to try and say, well, wait a minute. Let me see if I can do that. Sarissa Lespedeza. Have I got that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you mentioned invasive. Is it actually invasive from outside the state, or is it a native plant?
So it has came over from seas. So it was, I think it was in Asia, very drought tolerant plant. They brought it to the United States as kind of a drought tolerant deal. It was just really infecting our native range here in the state of Kansas. Okay. If we went across the state lines in Oklahoma and Texas, they plant it down there. So, I mean, they have newer varieties now, but that was part of the way we got it here introduced.
The birds and the breeze and everything else like
absolutely.
That.
Okay. So it just has become a major problem here in the state of Kansas. So
it's our version of cane toads and kudzu. Gotcha. Well, we look forward to finding out some more next time about keeping things nice. We want the green, but certain green can go away.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.